You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Jason Kelly on Bloomberg Radio.
Pull up a radio. We're going to have a great conversation to round out this week's shows. And this Friday show, David Fischoff is with us, music producer, founder, CEO of Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. He joins us on the phone from Los Angeles. David, so many things to talk to you about. So grateful you're with us. First of all, how are you? How are things in L.A.? We're really feeling for you guys out in Southern California.
Well, thank you, Carol and Jason. Glad to be on the air. And, you know, it's funny. I just heard all the bad news about the stock market. So we're gonna try to take the next hour, whatever, how long we're going to be on it. We're going to lift everybody because – we're doing great here in L.A. We finally see blue skies.
Oh, nice.
Everything's heading to you guys. And so, somehow the wind direction's changed, and I looked up today, it's finally got blue, you know? So, as a New Yorker, I got to appreciate California, but I miss New York.
Yeah, absolutely. You're a Fordham Ram, I believe. So, yeah, you made your way out west. So, camp, it's online. Talk to me about it.
So it's online. So, you know, for 25 years, I've been doing these rock and roll fantasy camps where 80 people come together and they get an opportunity to spend 4 days with these amazing rock stars. And every night we do a masterclass series. So you get to, I put you in a band, you're with a touring rock star, then you get to play with Joe Perry and Roger Daltrey, and you perform at a nightly Whiskey a Go-Go or B.B. King's or, you know, the any club. And that's really been our what we've been doing. And then when we all went to COVID, I was set to do a camp with the Scorpions in Vegas, and I was going to bring it to New York. I was doing a Cheap Trick camp in New York City where they were going to play the Sgt. Pepper album. And everything stopped. And I said to myself, this is crazy. What are we going to do? And in June, I came up, and I've been looking at this for many years, to look into how to get my business online. Mm-hmm. And so I came up with the idea of doing these master classes, limiting it to 20, 25 people. I went to the rock stars, and I said, hey, how about doing these classes? And, I'll do a rev share with you. And let's see if we can get people to come on Zoom, give them an hour, and let them ask questions. Well, little did I know that the hour would turn out to be 2 hours because everybody has nothing to do with, nothing is going on with the rock.
That's so true. That is so true.
So true. Alice Cooper says, let's keep going. I got nowhere to go. And and everyone just kept doing more and more time and loving the adulations that they were getting from their fans that were basically fans, musicians, vocalists, and everybody, music enthusiasts, who would go to them and say, hey, I remember that, that show that you did, and can you tell me a little bit about how it was? Or I'm finding people everyone's bringing their guitars on because the rocker can turn to them and say, hey, play me that lick. Let me hear how you're doing it. No, you're not doing it right. Let me show you how to do it. And every night, you're getting different advice from these amazing rock stars. And I say amazing because every night I get off the, we've been hosting them every night, and a different rock star. And every night I get off the, get off the Zoom call, and I say, wow, I know the country is in bad and COVID and everything going on, but these artists are just giving out so much information, and they all have one underlining point. It's passion. What yeah. got them to where they got to be? And they have the passion that's kept them, and they're giving everyone hope it's going to come back, and really giving inside information.
Well, inside information. I was just looking, you have Shep Gordon coming on. You have Jason Flom, who's somebody who's been on our yeah. air, and so it's with the musicians, but it's also people who understand the industry, and you're giving just kind of some snippets of advice, which is so cool. So just got about 30 seconds here, and then we'll come back and talk some more. But it's really cool.
Sure, but Shep was amazing. He sold out 3 classes right away, 1, 2, 3. It was all people from the industry saying, Shep, what do I do now? I'm a chef. I'm a chef. Yeah. Give me some advice. I'm a crew member. I'm an agent. What do you like? And they all walked away. And he spent 2 hours with everyone. He's doing it again now, doing a case on branding. So it's been fun.
You've worked with Roger Daltrey, Ringo Starr. I can't even say it. Sorry. It's been a long week. The Monkees. I mean, Joe Walsh, Peter Frampton. I mean, so many legends when it comes to rock and roll. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I started in the Catskills. I'm a New Yorker. Yeah. Started in the Catskills booking comedians. And then I moved into professional sports. I had the opportunity to represent, Vince Ferragamo and then Phil Simms, and Lou Piniella really was my first client. It was with the Yankees, and then he introduced me to so many other athletes, and, I started doing sports. I got out of music, until one day I got a phone call, in 83 asking me if I was interested in representing the association. And I said, the association of what? I really wasn't a fan of theirs. And they did the music Cherish, Wendy, Never My Love. And I was able to take the band on and really do a great job for them. And then picked up all these other bands, the Turtles and the Grassroots. And, so I took what I learned in the Catskills and I packaged them in a package called it the Happy Together Tour. I did that for 2 years. Where you got to only hear hits only from these bands. And then in 86, I came up with the concept through the Monkees. Mm-hmm. And unbeknownst to me, I was on the 7th floor at 7875 Broadway. On the 8th, 9th floor was this new fledgling network called MTV. And they wow. decided they're going to air the Monkees TV show 24 hours. So when I was normally selling 3,000 tickets a night for these, oldies tours, I go on sale with the Monkees. And I sold 25,000.
Wow.
And, it was incredible. It was just incredible. No one knew these young girls would come home and, the mothers would yell at them, where were you all night? Mommy, I was waiting online for the Monkees. They're coming to town. And the mother said, what are you talking about? I want to go see the Monkees. They didn't know. They didn't know it was a 20-year-old band. So,
yeah.
It was unbelievable. The first 20 rows were just little girls screaming, and then their mothers in the back rows
screaming equally, if not
That's
louder.
Great. Yeah, and
screaming equally. Yeah. So then, following the Monkees, I decided to do. I saw the movie Dirty Dancing, and I said, "Wow, I starred in the Catskills." And I said, I came up with a concept to make a live tour of the Dirty Dancers and Eric Carmen and Bill Medley, and I put together this package. We sold out 8 nights at Radio City, and then I toured that all around the world. And my business model was many of the corporate America would come to me and say, hey, we'd love to get some tickets. We'd love to get meet and greets. We want to sponsor your packages and your tours because they did very well, using my concerts. So one day, the president of Pepsi calls me up after Dirty Dancing, and he says, I'd love to sponsor one of your tours. It's the 25th anniversary of the Pepsi generation. Do you have any ideas for us? So I'm sitting at lunch and I ordered a Diet Coke. But I came up with the concept of how about we do a Ringo and the All-Star band? Let me go to Ringo Starr and I'll put together an All-Star band around them. So they loved that. I went over to England, got an opportunity to meet Ringo and, made him my pitch. He said to me, I was thinking the same thing. And that was it. That was the start of the All-Star band. And he's still doing it after 31 years.
Yeah.
But after seeing, yeah, it's unbelievable. And I was working there for 15 years, and then I, for an artist to tour every city, it's amazing. But for a father to be on the road, it was hard. And yeah, so I had such an amazing experience on the Ringo tours, and especially if you go to YouTube one day, you'll see there. You type in my name and Ringo. There's a funny bit there that Levon Helm and Joe Walsh played a joke on me. That they played a good goof. But I got the idea, being on the road with all these amazing rockers. What about if I could give this to the fan? What about if I could let people have the opportunity to share? And that was the start of Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. So 25 years I've been doing the camp. And it's been fun. It's been a little hobby. But I'm into changing lives. You know, I was listening to, you know, what you were talking about beforehand with, you know, changing lives with young people. Rock Camp has basically changed the lives of so many people. And on top of it, changed the lives of the rock stars. And,
right.
You know, I have this great documentary coming out in February, and you're going to see how not only does it change the lives of these people go through the experience, because that's what it is. It's a 4-day experience. But it also changed the lives of rock stars.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do. That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest-growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle-market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's Stifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
So I got to ask you, but before we let you go, David, you know, one of the things that, you know, just in our research that came across about you is you actually don't lead much and haven't, I think it sounds like for a while, sort of a rock star lifestyle. Like you have a very balanced life. How did you achieve that? How do you achieve that?
Well, that's a great question, because every night on these master classes, the other night, Steve Howe, he was brilliant. Alice Cooper, brilliant. Listen to what they said. They said, oh, you know, just because you're a rock star doesn't mean you have to stop doing your daily responsibilities of being a father, of being a husband, of being, in my case, it's a grandfather, too. You know, you still have to take out the trash. You know, people always ask me a joke. They said, well, why does Ringo Starr have to go on tour? And I'd always make a joke, but it's true. I said, you know, when on the road, you're a Beatle. When you're home, your wife says, take out the trash. So that's why people tour. And I think every night I'm learning in these master classes that you have to have a balanced life. And, you know, my dad was a survivor of Auschwitz. And I think they instilled in me, it's wonderful to be in show business, but you still have to have a responsibility. So to wake up and have both is amazing.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it. I enjoy that part of my life.
So what's next? What's next for you? Just got about a minute left.
Okay. Yeah, what's next? Well, everyone should go to my website, rockhamp.com, and see these master classes. And I hope your husband comes and joins us, because there'll be some great blues artists coming on. The movie. I think what I'm excited about is this movie coming out in January, February, probably February, and basically to show people that you don't have to be scared to, because that's the biggest problem with our business is people are scared to jam with Jeff Beck. They're scared to jam with Def Leppard. You know, some people get scared. But the ones who go through that experience, they can do anything. They can do anything in their lives. And not just, you know, be a musician, but they become better,
people. Listen, David, I was singing on air before, and it was terrible, but I have no fear. So I get what you're saying. Just
go out there and do it.
I went for it. It was ugly, but I did it. David, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Good luck. Come back at another time, because we would love to continue this conversation, and good luck with everything. David Fishoff, founder of Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. Man, I've been on the website.
It's so cool.
Some of their master classes, and they start at like $50. So how cool to just like sit and play.
Exactly. And I love what he said at the beginning about people like, yeah, I'm good. No, we can keep going.
Yeah, I know. But don't you, like, we see it too, right? Because everybody's like, at home.
No, I'm around. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Call me whenever.
I'm a little lonely. Can we just keep playing?
Yeah, can you play that lick again?
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.